I had a dream the other night. Now, in my dream, our national bird had become the ostrich.
How much can she take? How much can she?
Good morning and welcome to Talk, where there is a perfect storm building for the start of an eco-revolution. Once again, environmental stories are breaking almost faster than we can keep up with, but we're going to do our best to bring you interviews on several major developments. Now, once again, I have to clarify that we are taping this program on Wednesday afternoon for broadcast on most Air America affiliates Sunday morning. Hopefully, one of these days we'll be live. Last Wednesday at this time, we had record high oil prices and legislative action on Bush's Clear Skies Initiative. Today, oil prices hit another all-time high, closing above $56.50 at trading. And amidst that backdrop, within the last hour, the Senate has voted 51-49, sharply divided, to reject an attempt by Democrats and Republican moderates to remove a provision on drilling in the Arctic Wildlife Refuge from next year's budget that prevented opponents from using a filibuster. And we'll get reaction on that huge development and what it means. We'll also check in with Chelsea Sexton, keeping vigil in Burbank, California, where electric cars are being removed for crushing the EV1, the nation's first electric car being destroyed by General Motors, ostensibly due to low demand. And moving right along in our What's Wrong with This Picture program, we'll also learn about an attempt by the Union of Concerned Scientists to stop an Auto Alliance-funded TV ad claiming that today's vehicles are virtually emission-free. Don't Be Fueled, Part 2, starts now. In our first segment, we're going to get reaction to the Senate vote on ANWR from Karen Whalen. She is a legislative director for the National Resources Defense Council. Thanks for joining us under short notice.
Thank you.
Surprised?
I'm not surprised. I saw this coming over the weekend, but I have to say that I'm really surprised that the Senate went this way. They had a real opportunity to change the direction of energy policy in this country, and instead they voted for big oil and not for the majority of Americans who want the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to remain free of oil rigs.
They voted for big oil even though a lot of scientists say we're not going to get a big amount of oil from the Arctic.
That's true. There's very little oil in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, and we won't see it for at least 10 years. It'll start coming in very small amounts, and then it'll peak in about 2025. And at that point, it'll only supply less than 3% of the total oil that America will consume. So we will continue to import at least 70% of our oil from foreign countries.
Now, you know, President Bush has used these developments with record high oil and gas prices to say, see, we need to drill an ANWR. I need a, you know, an act from Congress. Please give it to me, as if, you know, the opponents are holding up progress.
Right. Well, drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge is not going to make a dent in our gas prices at the pump. It's not going to break our dependence on Middle East oil. It's not going to make us, this country, more energy secure. We simply don't have the resources here in this country to make ourselves energy independent if we are relying on oil. What we need to do is shift away from relying on oil to other forms of energy to power our vehicles.
In a news conference today, again, this was Wednesday morning, we're taping the show March 16th, President Bush gave lip service to conservation. He said something like, well, hopefully there'll be conservation worldwide. Hopefully. Well, isn't he in a position to encourage that?
He certainly is in a position to encourage this, and both he and Congress have missed a real opportunity to push for higher fuel efficiency standards for our cars and light trucks. And we know that we could start right now with improving our fuel efficiency, and we would save more oil just by raising the miles per gallon of overall fleet average just a few miles. And we would save the amount of oil that's underneath the Arctic Wildlife Refuge without destroying one of America's great wilderness areas.
And wasn't he the one who incentivized buying a larger gas guzzler? If you buy a vehicle over 6,000 pounds, the tax deduction, the appreciation, I guess, or depreciation, I should say, went from $25,000 to $100,000
right,
under him. Is that still in effect, or did someone...
It has been reduced back to $25,000, but you're correct in that for a long time, Congress and the Bush administration did not work to get rid of that SUV loophole. loophole, which would allow people to buy a Hummer and then deduct $100,000 from their taxes, whereas if you buy a hybrid car, your tax deduction is about $5,000.
So what's going to happen next regarding Anwar?
Well, this is not the end. There's certainly the fate of the budget is in question. There are a lot of controversial issues in addition to the Arctic language in the budget. And so it's not clear that the Senate will pass their budget. After that, they have to work with the House to negotiate some sort of final budget bill. In the past couple of years, Congress hasn't been able to pass a final budget bill. So we're still watching.
How sneaky and dirty was it to attach it to a budget bill where there cannot be a filibuster?
It's very sneaky and dirty. You know, the solid majority of Americans oppose drilling in the Arctic, even more oppose using this backdoor method to get to drilling in the Arctic. And it's a procedure that they had to resort to because they knew that they couldn't pass oil drilling in the Arctic in a standalone vote in the Senate.
So who are they fueling? I mean, aren't the American people going to be angry about this?
They are already angry. I know that in some of the swing states, like Hawaii and Louisiana and Florida, citizens contacted they spent huge amounts of energy trying to get their point across to their elected officials that they don't support opening the Arctic for drilling. And those senators turn their back on their constituents and the rest of Americans who want to protect the Arctic.
Now, I talk about this a lot. I started a campaign called Don't Be Fueled, Mothers for Clean and Safe Vehicles.
That's great.
A grassroots campaign in the wake of 9/11 when the Senate, led by John Kerry, John McCain, introduced an amendment to the energy bill that would have tightened CAFE standards. At that time, the very same week, I remember, and this is what made me so angry, I said I got to do more than my radio program, Republicans were calling to, you know, they were saying that things are so desperate, and this was, you know, at a time when we were starting to connect the dots about the attack on the World Trade Center having something to do with oil, and that was before we were even at war. Things are so desperate we have to drill in the Arctic Wildlife Refuge. And that's when I said, you know, our democracy has become a hypocrisy. If things are so desperate we can't pass, you know, CAFE standards in this country, forcing U.S. automakers to do better, like the Japanese cars many of us are driving, the hybrid vehicles, you know, shame on us. Whatever happened to American ingenuity and American innovation? So here we are, you know, 3 years later, almost to the day, actually, because we started our campaign March 14th, 2002, the day after March 13th, a Senate vote came down. And this has happened. It's really, as I also say on the show, it's like a Twilight Zone experience.
It's a Groundhog Day. Yeah, we're not making any progress here, and Congress punted. They absolutely missed the boat on this one. We have 5% of the world's population, and yet we consume 25% of all the oil produced. We worldwide are consuming more oil each year than we're actually discovering in new reserves. So at some point, you know, the economy is going to come to a screeching halt because we have continued to rely on oil to fuel our vehicles. And this can't go on.
Not to mention problems with pollution, asthma, greenhouse gas buildup.
Exactly.
And aren't we at war last time I checked over oil?
Yeah, we are. And if you look at what's the statements that are coming out of Venezuela, you know, the president of Venezuela is using the fact that he exports a major amount of his oil to the United States as leverage and is now trying to work with those same Middle Eastern countries to sort of hold us hostage to our addiction to oil.
And just again to you know, emphasize the Twilight Zone nature of the news these days, earlier this week there was yet another report that probably planned to be released right before this attempt to now successfully attempt to vote for drilling in Anwar, that terrorists are targeting soft targets in this country now, schools and places, you know, public places like restaurants, where, you know, we might be more vulnerable. So the threat of terrorism is more real than ever.
That's true.
Still.
That's true.
So shall we have a primal scream together now? The NRDC, I know, has been very active in fighting this. So do you know what you're planning to do, or is it too soon to ask?
I think it's a little too soon to ask. I do want to let people know that we will be going after the members who voted the wrong way on this, the senators who voted the wrong way. And if you're listening and you live in one of the states where your senator voted the wrong way, please let them know that they voted against the overwhelming will of the American people to protect that area and to change the course of energy policy in this country.
And if these developments don't start some kind of revolution, I don't know what will. There's never been more at stake for our kids, our country, our planet, our future.
That's right. And I have a bumper sticker on my door that says, if you're not outraged, you're not paying attention. So
I love that. There are some good ones, and good planets are hard to find.
That's right.
Mine says real patriots drive hybrids, and I don't have one that says keep Tahoe blue because I only see that on the big SUVs. That's, you know, our local beautiful lake.
Right.
And God bless America. That's another good one.
Right.
I want to say God help America at times like this. Karen Whalen, thanks for joining us. Karen is the legislative director of the NRDC, commenting on the Senate vote today, this being Wednesday, March 16th, that we're taping EcoTalk, to go ahead and drill in Anwar, although the fight's not quite over yet. Stay with us. More hot off the press stories coming up for you with interviews to go with each topic. You're listening to EcoTalk on Air America Radio. I'm Betsy Rosenberg. We'll be right back.